Hello?
Hello?
Milton?
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
Well, my thoughts have been with you every hour, every day, and not anything I can do. I feel very helpless, but it's just like a big cloud covered up the sun, and I wanted to visit with you and maybe get a little comfort.
Well, last night he had the best night that he's had so far. He slept all night, and there's been no difficulty since the second attack on Wednesday. And he's resting very well, he's cheerful, his voice is strong, and he reads a good deal, so we're doing the best we can.
Well, it's you feel so helpless, and there's not anything you can do,
Well, we're getting every service under the sun here at the fort.
Well, if you're not...
Very kind to us.
If you're not, they better.
Well, I assure you that everything...
I know you would just call me if there's anything conceivable that would could add to his comfort.
Well, thank you very much, and I'm going over to see him in a few moments, and I'll tell him that we had a chat.
Well,
appreciate it.
Lady Bird and I both are just as distressed as anybody except you and Ms. Eisenhower, and we just wish there's something we could do, and I just know it's going to come out all right, and just take the best care you can of him, and
you take care of yourself. You've been through a little trouble yourself.
Well, nothing like this, but he was so wonderful to me. I spent an hour with him out at Andrews, and I did everything he told me, and it just worked out fine. So, just to say hello and tell him we love him.
I'll do that.
And everybody in America does. Nearly every conversation I have, him and his hotbed of radical Democrats, they revere him, and just tell him that we're all praying for him.
Well, bless you for calling.
Thank you, Milton.
Right.